Greatest coach ever, Tom Brady surprised Bill Belichick did not land a coaching job. By Dylan Gwynn on February 8, 2024. For the first time this century, the NFL season will not include Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. And, if you ask Tom Brady, he'll say he's surprised that's the case. With Tom Brady's retirement following the 2022 season and Belichick's parting of ways with the Patriots after the 2023 season, neither will be competitively involved in the upcoming 2024-2025 season. Belichick interviewed for the Falcons' then-vacant head coaching position but did not get the job. Tom Brady shared his thoughts on his former coach's unemployment in a recent episode of his Let's Go podcast. I mean, I'm surprised that the greatest coach ever doesn't have a job, absolutely. But I'm surprised, by, a lot of things in the NFL. Brady shared that he encountered those who didn't want him either when he left New England. When I was a free agent, there, were, a lot of teams that didn't want me, Brady said. Belichick's resume is certainly impressive, CBS Sports reports. Landing second all-time in wins, including the playoff, with 33, behind Don Shula, who racked up 347 victories. Belichick is a three-time AP Coach of the Year and has two Super Bowl victories as an assistant coach. He holds records for most Super Bowl wins, 8, most Super Bowl wins as a head coach, 6, most Super Bowl appearances, 12, most playoff wins as a head coach, 31, and most divisional titles as a head coach, 17. Theories abound for why Belichick didn't land a job. Reports indicate that he was offered the Falcons' job and turned it down. Others theorize that Belichick likely wanted too much power within the organization. We'll probably never know the actual reason, and there might be multiple reasons. One thing is undeniable, though, the league is no longer a country for old men. If you look at the coaches hired by Seattle, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and Carolina, all the hires were at least relatively young coaches. Washington hired an older, veteran head coach in Dan Quinn. However, that was only after their negotiations with Detroit's young offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, fell apart. There also may be some concern about Belichick coming to a team that doesn't have an established franchise QB in place. After all, things were anything but smooth for the last 3 years in New England after Brady's departure. In any event, Belichick has a year to think about his future, and who knows? He may decide he likes sleeping more than 25 hours per week and stays retired.